Time for Huskies Drive Time continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We talk Michigan Tech Nordic skiing, and head coach Joe Hagemiller is with us. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dirk. You staying warm?
I am staying warm. Yes, it is cold out there again today. Not too cold for skiing, though, right?
Right now it is.
Yeah,
I'll wait for it to warm up a little later in the day.
What's the coldest temperatures you enjoy on the trails? What do you try to stay? I guess what is your threshold there, Joe?
Well, for actual enjoyment, Dirk, I'd like it above 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Gotcha. Would probably be pretty good. It drops below that, the snow gets really squeaky cold, and it's really slow. You need to wear so many layers that your movements are a little bit restricted and whatnot. But legally, we can't race under minus 4 Fahrenheit. And it's not much fun racing below zero.
No.
Well, Joe, big weekend over the weekend down in Cable Hayward area. Talk about the races. You had a win by Alice Flander in one of the races.
Yeah, we haven't been to Telemark for a few years, and the venue, they changed the course and really did a nice job. It's really a hard course, but I really liked it. I thought it really did a good job testing the skiers, and I thought it really skied nice when I skied around it. And apparently it really suited Alice well, because she was able to go right from the gun, and after probably about 700 or 800 meters, she was leading the race and just kept building on her lead and building and building. And in a mass start race, when you're gapping the field, that's always a good sign.
Was that when was the last time we had an individual win in a race that big?
I think our last person to do that was Malin Erickson. Oh, probably back in 2010, 2011, somewhere in there.
Okay, so it's been a few years, so good performance from her, and it seemed like a number of your athletes performed pretty well over the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We had a lot of people that were racing into the top 10 in the college field. I mean, Deidre Irwin had two real solid days, right around 5th to 7th, and Lynn Downham was up in the top 10 also skating. Look at Matt Dugan, broke into the top 10. Matt Wong, I think, really had a strong day on Sunday. Yeah, he may have been 7th overall, but definitely a very competitive field. So I'm pretty excited about where he's at. You know, I think all of our athletes are coming on from where they were in December and have gotten, like, it seemed like in December when we were racing, we were a little bit behind Northern, but I wasn't really that worried because the race didn't count that much. But now, where the races are more meaningful, I think we've closed that gap up significantly. So I'm happy to see that.
Well, you finished third as a team overall, combined men's and women's. What are your thoughts on that? I think there was 10 teams there.
Yeah, you know, always you'd like to beat every team, but you know, most important for me is how competitive we are with the other big guns in our region, Northern and Fairbanks. And like on Saturday, for instance, our women were able to beat Northern, and that hasn't happened in probably a few years. So that's a good thing for us to build on. And, you know, I think we've kind of worked on building a little bit of separation from other teams in our region that are probably a little bit further behind us in the results.
Upcoming this weekend into a CCSA event. Talk about the weekend here at the Mount Itasca Invite.
Well, again, we should have a pretty tough course. We're heading over to northern Minnesota. It can often be cold there. I think the forecast for Friday is actually some relatively nice temperatures to be racing in. And then we've got some cold nights, so some mornings might be a little on the chilly side. But that's pretty much par for the course at Itasca. It should be a really competitive field, like it was last week, again this coming week. So I'll look for more of the same from the team.
Very good. Well, Joe, we appreciate your time, and good luck to the skiers. Boy, they've had some great ski conditions around here. And I know the local people around here, Joe, are just going bonkers on the trails and how good they are. Not just the Michigan Tech trails, but all the surrounding trails in our area. I'm sure that's what you've been hearing too.
Oh yeah, I've had a chance to see some of the other trails, and yeah, there's no doubt about it. Skiing is great here right now. People know they've been snowblowing their driveways or getting them plowed or shoveling like crazy, but it's made for some great ski conditions.
All right, Joe, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Joe Hagen-Miller, the Michigan Tech Nordic skiing coach, here on Mix 93 and Huskies Drive Time. And I know Mitch Lake is checking in with us, so we'll do that in just a moment. And why don't we get Mitch's preview, and then we'll even give away some Lazy Boy Lookout tickets, and we'll recap all the events for Michigan Tech hockey coming up on the weekend.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock.
Strange. Jacob's Twin Lakes.
This is Mix 93.